On our last moment of science, we opened up the big and bad file to see what the record holder was for the oldest human footprint. The award went to prints discovered in Italy that were made by some people running down a volcano. The flow of ashes covered the impressions left by their feet and preserved them until the present day, some 350,000 years later. But wait, some of you are saying, didn't I hear something about footprints found in Africa that were over 1 million years old? You did indeed. In fact, they were significantly older than that. In 1977, researchers working in Tanzania discovered footprints left in volcanic mud that have been dated at 3.6 million years old. That's 10 times the age of the Italian footprints. So, why doesn't the Tanzania find get the big and bad file record for oldest footprint by a person? Can you think of a reason? Well, when you go back that far in history, you have to start asking whether these footprints were made by people. The folks who left the prints in Italy were what we now call archaic Homo sapiens. They were squat, hairy hunters, a little under 5 feet, but if you met one, you'd probably agree they fit your general definition of a person. The Tanzania prints, on the other hand, were made by Australopithecus afarensis. Anthropologists call such animals pre-human, meaning that far back along the evolutionary tree, they were different enough from us to constitute a separate species altogether. They were indeed our very ancient ancestors, but they weren't really human. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Christopher Maples in Geological Sciences. I'm Don Glass.